Hey there, welcome back, or welcome in if it's your first time to The Tilted Globe. I am still your host, and my name is still Peter Walsh. People ask me if I prefer Pete or Peter. I guess it's sort of specific to the situation, though, right? If you're my wife, it's Peter. If we were at a taco stand, a baseball game, it's probably Pete. If we're actually playing sports, something like that, you know, I might hear P-Dub. If it was my daughter's wedding, I think Mr. Walsh would be appropriate. But I hate being called sir. I hate being called sir, especially from someone young, unless I paid an obscene amount of money for something. Then go ahead, sir me all you want. Speaking of wealth, I just read an article from a CEO of a flying taxi company. Yes, those are going to be a real thing pretty soon, actually. But don't get too excited. They are for the elite. They are for the very wealthy. I could see it now, just flying over the cities they've destroyed, you know, to go to their next thing. You know, and they just look down, ugh, scoff at us all. Ugh, simpletons. Meanwhile, they fuck the whole place up. So, perfect. It's kind of like District 9 or something, or what the hell was that Matt Damon movie? Oh, Elysium. You know, Earth has been left to shit and all the elites live up in some, you know, space station. That's perfect. Yeah, very close to those days. But anyway, it's not like this company's, you know, going to compete with Uber. You know, it'll just be one more way for them to separate themselves from us. And isn't it weird, like, the way life's playing out, like one of these futuristic sci-fi ruling class kind of scenarios? It's very creepy indeed. And there are some really simple solutions to dismantling this dictatorship. Peaceful solutions, I might add. You know, we'll get into that. But right now, flying taxis. How about this? How about we make a car that lasts for more than 5 years? You know, why can't we get a warranty just right up front? Like, back your product. Hey, I made this car. You want to buy it? Sure, looks good, runs good. Brand new car. You know, well, if you want a warranty on it, it's going to cost you. Oh, because you can't back up your product for 5 fucking years? Come on. Nothing's made to last anymore. Have you noticed that? Like, everything's just made cheap, shitty, just constantly replaceable. But let's save that planet Earth, right? Let's save the climate. Does anyone else just think that we're living in an age of, I don't know, just bad ideas? I think 50 years from now, you know, when people are living off the land again, they're going to look back and say things like, you know, whose idea was self-checkout? They have effectively gotten rid of paid employees and replaced them with, get this, customers. Yeah. Yeah, they don't scan or bag. All they do is stock shelves and provide a kiosk. And prices go up because they don't have to pay as many people. Yeah, things just file it under the, you know, things that don't make sense file. And the weird thing, we keep going back. We don't care. We keep going back and you know, we're like, well, I guess this is the way it's going to be now, you know? No, I don't work there. I'm taking money that I earned at a place that I do work to come purchase shit off of you. I don't work there, though. You know, how did this happen? How did we even get here? How did we become willing part-time employees for so many franchises? You know, no pay, no benefits. You don't even get a discount. They need, you know what would work? They need a sign for self-checkout that says self-checkout 10% off. And people be okay with it, you know? But no, you know, you're charging me full price. You're jacking up the cost of everything. And you want me to do everything now. Just weird. Just completely weird. But yeah. How did we get to checkoutville that we all live in now? I think it started back when people started clearing their own table at like fast food places. You know, when I was a kid, sandwich shop, McDonald's, whatever, you ate, you left your stuff there, and they actually had a person whose job it was to clean the tables. Now you go into a place and the people behind the counter got to do it. I mean, people throw out their trash, but then they got to wipe down the tables, things like that. So why couldn't they just pick up the trash and throw it out as well? They're right there. They're right there. They're right there. Stop making your customers work. It's just stop. Personally, I won't use them. I wouldn't use one, you know, unless it was like a Rolex shop, I'd go on their payroll. But that's about it. Yeah, I'm that dude at Target who just asks for a manager to check me out at the register. For about a minute and 10 seconds, I can rant about the perils of poor corporate direction and leadership, to which they give zero fucks about. But yeah, I refuse to check myself out. When I go into a place with kiosks, I always just act like an idiot, which really isn't a stretch for me. And I usually, you know, end up creating some sort of situation that requires an employee and a supervisor. They get so annoyed at me. They get so annoyed because I'm asking them to do their job. They just get so annoyed. And the thing is, I want to interact with a human. I'm trying to save your job, you know, like Batman. True story. I had a moment at Lowe's. Just recently, actually, they literally had no checkers, like no cashiers anywhere. Come on, no human beings that were working in the store that night could apparently work a cash register. Hey, not my company, you know, go ahead, do what you're going to do. But anyway, just want to let you know, Lowe's is hiring. Only qualification must be a customer. Brains not required. I got in an argument one night with a Taco Bell counter person. Yes, a counter employee over asking her to input my meal rather than me. And wow, I tried to explain to her that I'm ordering with her because I don't approve of restaurant automation. I would care more about her having a job than a robot sitting in the lobby. To which she said, "They're not going to replace us." So congratulations to the folks out there who are trying to get rid of all human interaction on low-level transactions. Way to connect with your customer, Bob. Way to do that. God, you guys spend millions of dollars, you know, trying to reach people, and then you treat them like a number when they show up. Ooh, way to go. Smart marketing. Oh, and who's the asswipe that invented the hand dryer in bathrooms, public bathrooms? You know, just let me stick my hands under this mini jet engine. You know, what could go wrong? Well, deafness, you know, that's an easy one. Disease with water splashing off everyone's hands, flying all over the place. I mean, half those dudes don't even use soap. They take a poop. They come to the sink, some of them, rinse their hands for 2 seconds under the water, and come over to the air dryer. And I'm just like, you know, get away from me. I don't want your pink eye. But yeah, dudes are gross. I'm sure women don't behave like that. What was wrong with the paper towels that dissolved in your hands anyway? Were they killing the planet too? You know, the FAA now, they're going on this hiring thing, and they want to include hearing, vision, missing extremities, partial paralysis, complete paralysis, epilepsy, severe intellectual disability, and psychiatric disabilities and dwarfism. This is the initiative for the FAA's Diversity and Inclusion Hiring Plan, which claims diversity is integral to achieving the FAA's mission and ensuring safe and efficient travel across our nation and beyond. Okay, so we're going to DEI ourselves out of existence. I'm not going to get into the DEI thing right now. I just think it's yet another bad idea. And you know, where does this stop? You know, because they're getting rid of meritocracy and just putting in the socialist system. Everybody's equal and everybody can contribute. No, they can't. I mean, are you going to start making this a plan for like dentists and surgeons? How about we just rewind the clock a few years ago when you could get hired based on your qualifications? How about just qualified? I don't care. I don't care what color or gender you are. I could give one shit. Are you qualified? It's not a big ask. I think when you're in a profession that puts people's lives in your hands, a cop, a paramedic, hospital workers, you know, air travel, the big ones, meritocracy maybe, you know, when you got people's lives in your hands, self-driving cars, sure, Yeah, sure. What could go wrong? And why is there a push for self-driving cars? Why? Are there that many alcoholics in the country? Where's your sense of adventure? Where is your sense of adventure? But yeah, just one more thing to take out of the people's hands, a steering wheel. You know, I don't know about you guys, but no, it's another hard no. I was at a baseball tournament in Arizona, oh God, 5 years ago maybe. And it was wild. I saw them test driving the Teslas, the what do you call it, self-driving Teslas out there. And it was funny. They had a person in the passenger seat, and the car's just like driving around by itself, and they're taking these notes. And yeah, I thought that was pretty retarded then, and I still do now. I don't see the need for them. I just don't, not at all. Don't need self-driving cars. Maybe figure out something better to do with all your technology. Better operations, or, you know, just shit that's going to help people. Like self-driving cars, come on. Pushing EVs and self-driving cars. Oh my God. Oh, I don't even know where I live anymore. Another thing that's a bad idea, I think, 80s bands making touring comebacks. I know it sounds good. I mean, the 80s music was unbelievable. Great, great time to be alive. And then you go to the show and it's not quite the same. And it's really just kind of depressing. Kind of makes you want to go home, start a fire, get a blanket, and just cry a little bit. You know, even if you're doing good aging, and then you see something from your generation, it's not aging so well. Kind of ages you a little mentally. Just saying. Another thing that, you know, I'm just going to go out on a limb and say is a bad idea. Letting boys use girls' bathrooms and locker rooms. I don't know what the thinking was behind this. I don't know why they would entertain putting litter boxes in school bathrooms, but they do. They do. Bad idea. AI. AI of any kind sounds like a bad idea. Yeah, nightmares, literally. Had one last night. All the AI was deciding was when they were going to end the earth. They just, yeah, no emotion. Just, you know what? These guys have gone too far. They're not going to fix it. Let's get rid of them. Boom. Gone. Nightmare kind of stuff. And for all those people who say, oh, that could never happen. They can't just, you know, decide to start a nuclear war. I want to direct your attention to circa 2020 America, anywhere and everywhere. Keyless cars. Keyless car starters. You need the key still, but just not in the ignition. You actually make the physical act of putting the key in the ignition. You just don't turn it. You press a button, and then that starts the engine. Oh, and sometimes you don't even have to put the key in the ignition. You just have to have it on you somewhere, right? And it's giant. It's like bigger than any key you've ever had, ever. And then you got to figure out somewhere to put it. You know, cup holder, Glad trash bag, you know, like in the back seat or the trunk. I mean, these things are huge, you know, and I always like, every time I get a rental car, it's like one of these things now, and I forget them in the car all the time because it's too big for my pocket, and I forget because usually I turn a car off and put the keys in my pocket. So yeah, that one's not working out for me so well. Maybe you like it. I think it's a bad idea. Unicycles, horrible idea. You know, most people can't pass a drunk test sober. But yeah, you're gonna stick them on a seat and shove them away with one wheel. You hate people, don't you? You hate people, and you're sadistic, and you just like to watch people hurt themselves. I wonder what you were in school. You know, were you the bully on the playground? What'd you do for a living? Were you a prison warden? Unicycles, the devil's invention. Another thing that might be a bad idea would be going to jury duty when you have a warrant out for your arrest. I've seen this happen. Guy comes into the jury pool. Next thing you know, sheriff comes in 10 minutes later, calls a name. Guy stands up, puts him in handcuffs, say, hey, thanks for saving me the trip. So yeah, don't go to jury duty if you got a warrant outstanding for your arrest. Probably not a good idea. And you know what's funny? Well, not funny, kind of scary, is that these people get to vote for the president as well. They are part of the democratic process, which is absolutely frightening. I've often said you should have to pass a civics class in order to vote. And honestly, I think you should have to pass a test in order to have kids, because there are some fucked up kids right now out there that have come from some equally fucked up parents. And then, wow, society's problem. You know, thinking you can use a Sharpie on a dry erase board just for a second, not a good idea. Not coming off. Oh, another thing, I would not suggest coming out in the Middle East. Fashion shows, are they trying to drive people away from the fashion market or bring them in? Because, I don't know, have you seen these outfits lately? I mean, why is it you never see these outfits like from some ritzy fashion show? You never see them on the street. You never see people wearing them ever anywhere. So why? Like, hey, this is our new fashion for the fall. Okay, who's buying that? Who's buying that dress for Timmy, Alice? Who's going to do that? A blazer and a dress for a guy. I saw the whack. It's like all this androgynous clothing, female clothing for men. Yeah, I call it the castration of America. And that's actually a book title of mine, so don't fucking try stealing it. Oh, and I can't believe I forgot this one. Maybe you know, I don't know, best for last. Another terrible idea. An open border. Nah, come on, Pete. That's a great idea. No, criminals won't come across. They're just people that want to chase that American dream. They're not rapists and killers. They don't belong to any gangs. An open border makes as much sense to me as a waterproof strainer. It just doesn't work. All right, everyone. Thanks for hanging out today with me. I literally cannot wait until we chat again. I may even hold my breath. All right. Good talk.